Actually, there's a queue. Oh my God, no way. It's you. And sorry, I'm seriously in shock here. Oh, where am I? Oh, come here. Hello. It's been ages. I did move away. I literally just moved back. I've been back, what, 10 days? And everything has changed so much. I haven't seen you in years. It's. I meant to keep in touch, but you know how it is. Sorry. I promised myself that if we ever met again, I wouldn't play it off. Oh, I can see that I'm just going to embarrass myself now, but it really is nice to see you, and I mean it's really nice. And it's not just that you're a familiar face. It's because it's you. Yeah, the way it went. Can we just step out the queue for a bit? Thank you. It's been so long since I saw you, and you haven't changed. You are still gorgeous. You are. You are. Still don't believe that, do you? That always blew my mind because you are. You are bloody gorgeous, you really are. And you still smile that way when you're embarrassed. You know, I've been thinking about you. I still do. You're the one that got away. No, you're the one that I let get away. I was an idiot. No, I swore to myself that if we ever met, if I was ever this lucky, I would say it. Because I was stupid. No, I'm painfully single. What about you? Really? What is wrong with the girls in this town? I was sure that someone would have snapped you up by now. Married, kids. Yeah. I've had relationships, but nothing really clicked. I guess I was just always comparing them to someone, and they never quite measured up. They weren't you. Well, way to make this awkward, right? But it's true. I was an idiot. The way things ended. Ugh, makes me cringe. I was just so insecure. And I didn't talk to you. I just got in my head and then I just ruined it. I ruined the best relationship I've ever had. No, don't say anything. I should have said this back then. I loved you a lot. You were my first real love, and I was lost and head over heels and smitten, and it just seemed so perfect, but I was so fucking immature. I didn't know how to deal with the things I was feeling, and I didn't speak to you. And I regret that. I regret that I didn't talk to you. I got insecure, and then I got paranoid, and then... oh, I just ruined it. And that is my biggest regret. You are my biggest regret. No, not, I don't regret. Oh my God, I've been thinking about this moment, what I would say, and I still fuck it up. You're too sweet. You are still so sweet. I don't regret you. I regret nothing about you. You are... I've never been happier than I was when I was with you. I regret ruining it. I regret... I was jealous. I was so jealous, and I accused you of awful things, and you would never do that. You would never cheat. And I broke it. I destroyed things between us. Hindsight is a wonderful thing. I wish I could just go back in time and just slap myself silly. Just knock some sense into myself. I know you weren't expecting this kind of... for me to... I know this is way too late and kind of pointless, but I want you to know that you are amazing. You were so lovely and sweet, and I am so in love. I still love you. I never stopped. It's impossible. And the very moment I walked out that door, everything inside me was telling me to go back, to just turn around and run into your arms. But I was stupid and young and foolish, and I couldn't do that. And that's what I regret. I regret walking away, breaking your heart. I hate that I caused you pain. I was such a bitch. No, I was. I've matured a lot. I hope, in some ways. But I want you to know that you are the one that got away. You are the love of my life. And I've shed a lot of tears over that feeling of regret. I've beat myself up about it. And I promised myself that if we ever met, if I was ever that lucky, that I would tell you. You're amazing. Oh, your smile still gives me butterflies. Nothing's changed. So I thought about saying this to you, but I never quite thought what would happen afterwards. This is sort of weirdly awkward and intimate. I don't know. So no, yes. I would like to get a cup of tea. What? My phone. Oh God, my phone. Oh, yes, I broke my mobile in a move. I would love to go for tea and talk. I don't expect anything. I don't. There's a lot of water under that bridge. I know that, and I don't expect. Did you just kiss me? I. That was always a good way to shut me up. Yes, it was. You're wonderful and lovely. And who's calling me? Oh, yes, I just let me get my phone and then we can go. I have no idea what I'm doing. But this is the first time in a long time that I've felt complete. This is such a bad idea. No, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'll see you over there.